Welcome back on an open line Thursday, 800-636-1067 is the number. I just had a Clif Bar and something stuck in the back of my throat.
All right. Hey, the Yankees play a day game today, right? I found out last night that Stevie's boss, the senior vice president of his company, my guy Jonesy, gave him four tickets.
Yeah, they're playing their last game of the series against Cleveland.
So he's blowing off work. And he's going to Yankee Stadium today.
There you go.
Who do they play?
Play Cleveland's the last game of that series, yeah.
All right. So, the kid will be there.
Yep. Nats play the Rockies today at 105. So, if you want to go over to the game today after work, head on over.
Tea time, buddy.
Yeah.
Tea time today. Looks like JP's got a tea time. Valdez, you got tea time today? Are you locked
Not
in?
Today. We got bit season we got to record.
I'm playing with PJ Glasser from the BetQL Network. We ran into each other a couple weeks. Couple weeks ago, he was walking into the building as I was walking out. He was like,
"Who is the guy?"
Golf?
Forgive me.
I used to do the show on Sundays with him.
Who is the guy from the BetQL Network that I was?
Andrew. He's the boss.
What's his name?
Andrew.
Andrew. Yeah, very nice guy.
Yeah,
very nice guy.
Well, the weather is just unbelievable right now.
The weather is spectacular.
Don't get used to it. It's going to be in the 90s next week, but right now, for the last couple of days and today, perfect.
I'm gonna let you in on a little personal story here.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I've been grinding for the last year playing golf. You know this, right? At home,
yes.
I've logged almost 300 hours at home hitting balls.
Yeah, I couldn't even.
Valdez knows because I was texting him the other day. Finally broke 80 for the first time in decades, right? I did it four times before when I was younger. Started having kids, stopped playing golf. Dedicated myself. I walked those 18 holes. How much of a factor do you think that was versus just being in my cart, playing Jelly Roll on my speaker and hooting and hollering? Like, I think walking
could be a factor.
Locks you in a little bit.
I think it also, for some reason, walking, I walk most of the time. Now, today, I'm playing at Hampshire Greens. You can't walk that course.
Yeah.
But walking sometimes lets you forget about the last shot if it was a bad one, and then
just
kind of
locked
about
in the whole time because you're just you know, still helping your friends and everything, but you're not smoking a joke as much. Like the cart girl's coming around. If I'm in a cart, there's a 50-50 shot. I'm gonna probably order a drink, but when I'm walking, I can't carry a drink. Like, I can't even do that. Like I don't even know how people do that.
But
people do that. My buddy, he's a pilot. He brings silly cigars. Normally, I would have one.
Here's the reality.
But not when I'm walking.
But here's the reality. You put in the time. You're finally getting some results. And you probably were close to breaking 80, I'm guessing, a couple times because you played all these
the
rounds.
The difference is, honestly, Valdez knows this. I've been hitting balls on blue in the face. And I'm definitely hitting the ball somewhat better. But believe me, I could still hosel one off the net. I mean, I could do anything. That lab putter. Unbelievable. I think I had 5-1 putts. I was like, this never happens to me. If you struggle with putting like me, like literally, I've played this game over 40 years. I'm one of the worst putters ever. Only Cakes is worse than me. Okay. Cakes is markedly worse than me.
Could a lab cure Cakes?
It might cure Cakes. It might bring him back to the game.
Yeah, but doesn't cure distance control.
No. For some reason, it's helped my pace.
Okay.
My lag putting was silly. I made two bombs that I never make bombs. The last bomb I made was at Enterprise back in 1997. Like, I never make long putts. I made two. I was lagging up to 2 inches.
So the putting is what helped.
I think
generally speaking
is
in life.
I know, but I can't.
I think generally speaking in life, if you put in the work, you'll get the results. You've put in the work, so it's your credit. You've had a lot of reps. I'm not at your level.
But the putting is.
I'm an 18 handicap. But I had my best round, which was an 84. And I don't think it was a coincidence that the two nights before we went to Olney Golf Park. Like, I was trying to convince my son
to play. I mean, hit balls every effing day.
Yeah, but I never hit balls. I never hit balls in between rounds. I haven't hit
balls. Well, you can't get better. If you don't hit balls, you can't
get better. You're seeing the fruits of your labor.
No, I know. Believe me. I said it to my kids, too. Because, like, do you know that when I tapped? I did. Because, but I, like,
Jason,
here was
the your
thing.
Hat say?
No one cares about
no
who
cares
you shoot. No, I know that. I know no one cares.
No, I actually care because I like to take credit for your golf renaissance.
Well, in some ways you can, and I'll get back to that. But
cure is back. Just bend over.
A little bit. I think it just, I need to just get out there and play again and get loose.
Yeah.
But I sent it to my kids because they know how hard I've been grinding. And I told them, hard work pays off.
It does.
Dad finally did.
There's no doubt.
No, I mean, look, they know that, but it's good to see.
In any sports endeavor.
If you put in the work, right, you're going to get the results. Is your tennis getting better or no?
My tennis is getting better, but it's just funny because you're just a garage player for the most part. I mean,
that's not true. I'm at the club every day. I hit balls at the club every day, and I play once or twice a week. And then I go home, though. You understand, I have an obsession. When I obsess on something, I'm all in. So you guys see me hitting balls at home and hitting balls at the range, but I do play, too. Mm-hmm. But when I'm not playing, I'm hitting balls.
Eric's the talk of the golf community.
How so?
Everyone wants to know because they know that you're out there grinding.
I'm grinding, putting
and everyone,
in my work.
Everyone wants to know, how is he doing? Is he playing? My big thing was
Who's Eric?
Well, dude, everyone I play with asked about Eric's game.
Okay,
because you know why? Because I post on social media. Because I post on social media.
I know.
I post. You know, stuff.
I play with a bunch of people, and no one's ever asked me.
Eric, your son played college lacrosse, and it's just funny to me. Not what you're doing is right, but if I was giving advice to my daughters about working hard, and I said, "Hey, Daddy's getting better on the tennis court. That's a life lesson for you." It's just funny to me.
I know it's funny to you, but they know it. They're hardworking kids. Yeah, I know. They know it. But it's just a reinforcement, you know. I still have another one coming up, remember? I'm still sending messages to my, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The next step was taking it from the simulator and the practice sessions to the actual court.
Listen, mm-hmm. I'm playing today.
And you did that. That's great.
And
by the way, be prepared for the letdown.
No, that's what I was going to say. I'm going to shoot 100 today. I already
be
know
prepared, because that's how it is.
I already told Squirrel, I'm going to shoot 100 today because I'm coming off my best round.
You just need to focus on one thing. Keep the putting going.
The putting is everything.
Don't worry about everything else. That was the major life leak in your game. See if you can keep the lab putter going this round.
Yeah. But he's brought his average down. But you're right. I shot my 84. The next round was 96. Same course.
No, I know 100%.
Same course.
I know I'm
same
shooting 100
tees,
today.
Everything.
I know it. I'm going to shoot 100 today.
But for me, yours is putter. For me, it's the damn driver. I went from zero lost balls to six lost balls.
No, here's what it is for me. Every day it's something different.
It's a difficult sport.
Some day it's the hardest sport ever. It's the most humbling sport ever. The guy I played with, okay? I don't think he listens to the show. He's new. No. This is the other guy I played with. And I know this guy. I won't say his name or anything because I don't know if he wants attention. But he's a pilot, okay? He's new to the area. Okay, so I don't think he listens to the show. I don't think he knows anything about
me. Give me your fourth. We had a brain surgeon, a pilot. Who's the third?
My buddy, Adam, is personal trainer.
Okay. Personal trainer and radio guy.
Yeah.
It's a good foursome.
Yeah. I mean, by far, I'm the dumbest guy in the group. The least probably athletic guy in the group. I mean, you know, whatever. Whatever derogatory thing you can think is probably me. Fattest guy in the group. But whatever.
Yep, but just my buddy, 79.
My buddy who's a pilot, who's a 5, okay? And he's a great. So I'm cheering. Like, you don't understand. Nobody's there. No one cares. My buddies do. They were rooting for me.
Yeah.
I fist pump after I make. Jason, I had a 2-incher.
Mm-hmm.
So I had 4.5 feet for 78. I know nobody cares, but just bear with me.
2-incher.
It's been 2 decades since I've broken it. It's my whole goal in life every day is to break 80.
So I'm going to have to change his email address.
I can't because I'm still, it's not my best round. My best round is 74, but you know what? That was at Glendale. Glendale's kind of nubs. Yeah,
and was when you were, what, 20?
In my 20s.
Yeah.
Well, okay. It's when AOL
driving
started.
Driving every green.
He's had that email address since AOL.
Prior to yesterday, I'd broken 80 four times in my life. Mm-hmm. Okay. Once was at Glendale, Nubs course. I liked it. You know, everybody has fond memories. We had a lot of good times out there, but that course was a joke.
Glendale.
Two other times.
Glendale's still there?
No. Oh. Done. Houses.
Wow.
Kevin used to live there. Kevin used to live on number 9 or something. No, that was at Indian Spring. Indian Spring was my other two, but easy course. I don't even
house
have pride
there
in
too.
It.
Mm-hmm.
The only
like a
one
pitch
had,
and putt.
The only one I had pride in was a 78 at Blue Mash, like when it, you know, it was like 20 years ago. Okay? I'm terrible. My pilot buddy that I play with, he's a 5. All of a sudden, he got a case of the shakes.
Oh, really?
On the
couldn't
course.
Hit
it's
it?
Happened to all of us,
it
right?
Happens, yeah. Yeah.
It happens to all of us, right? He was hitting hosel rockets. He was good. He was going crit now. He ended up, because he's a good player, he had like four birdies, and he somehow shot an 81.
Put it back together.
And he was, I mean, I'm telling you, he probably had four or five off the hosel. He didn't know what to do. Lost. And he's a great player. And that was the first time he said he'd shot over 80 in, you know, a long time. That's how humbling golf is.
When you roll up to the clubhouse at Norbeck today, there's a big banner that says, congratulations, you did.
No, I didn't. Yeah.
Well, you know what? He gets a plaque. Like, most people get
someone's
plaque.
Someone's
going to plaque. A hole in one.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, mine for 79.
Hole number seven.
Jason,
and all the people
someone's
going to
talk
one.
About it today.
Can I? Okay, I know. Okay, bear with me. Do people mind this? Is this okay?
Well, this is your back padding segment.
I'm not trying to back pad.
I know.
I'm going to give you the emotion. So how many times we've all done this? Anybody's ever played, especially golf? You're checking your score. You know, my buddy kept saying, you're having a great round at EB. You're having a great round. Lock in. He kept telling me, lock in. You're doing great. So I'm on the tee. I told him, I said, I need a birdie 17 because it gave me a little cushion so I can bogey 18 and still be 79. Some bitch, I birdied 18. It actually happened.
I got a two-shot cushion.
So birdied
17.
Right.
So then I'm at an 18 tee. How many times, and I can remember when I was at Lowe's Island, which is now Trump. Right?
Correct.
I was at Lowe's Island. I was on the 18T 20 years ago, and I had a chance to break 80, and I think I got like a 10. Like, you know, you just crumbled on the last hole. Just crumbled. So I haven't done it in 2 decades. I'm trembling on the 18th tee. Trembling. Because you guys know how hard I've been working.
Rick Schuller was probably out there.
No, I was playing with Ryan Keel, I'm for sure.
But wasn't Rick Schuller the head pro?
Was he?
At Lowe's?
Was he?
Or maybe
I don't think so.
He was at River Creek.
Yeah, he was at River Creek. Yeah. So anyway, so I'm trembling on 18T. I push my tee shot. I said, the one place I don't want to go is the bunker. I'm going to aim left of the bunker. Anything left, even if it's long, uphill, I can handle that. It's fine. Just don't go in the bunker. What happens? Pushed it right into the bunker. Now I'm distraught. Now I just see everything going to hell, right? Fairway, bunker, got a lip issue.
You time,
right,
you walk,
got double, 100, you walk triple to
the
bogey. Bunker.
Let me give you the deal. So I got about 165 in, but I got a lip issue.
Yep.
Okay, so what does that mean if you're not a golfer? That means I don't know if I could get, like, say, a 6 or 7 iron over that lip and still reach the green. So I go, all right, I'm going to take my medicine.
Look at you playing smart.
Take my medicine. Just took an 8. Pured the 8. Pured it. Problem is, forgot about the tree that was in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
Hit the tree, okay, out of the bunker. But luckily, it went about 100 yards.
Right. So you're still in the fairway.
No. I'm in the rough, but God was looking down at me. And I had a good lie. Fine lie. 80 yards in. All I got to do, Jason, is get it up and down or within two. Just get an 80-yard wedge out of the rough on the green.
Two putt it,
and I got my 79.
Mm-hmm.
God, again, he said, Eric, I see that hard work you've been putting in. I'm gonna bless you right now. I hit the sand wedge of my life out of the rough, 4.5 feet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm walking up there going, there's no way I'm not going to break 80 now.
Right.
There's no way. I got 4.5 feet straight uphill. Hold on. I know we got to.
All you got to do is two putt it.
All I got to do is two putt it. I'm trembling on a 4.5 footer. Trembling.
Because?
I don't.
Because he cares so much.
Because also I'm a terrible putter.
Well, you're not going to blow it 6 feet past.
I could hit this 10 feet back. Like, I don't know. I might leave it 4 feet. I might have 3.5 feet. Cause I don't know what's going to happen. I hit it. Lips out.
Mm-hmm.
All I got there. I should have had 78.
Well, they just give it to you.
I have a 3. Well, I know, but because I felt like I had to make it. I had 4 inches left.
Why did you even putt that?
Because I wanted to earn it.
You want to hear it.
I said to Rich, my buddy's a pilot. He goes, I don't know what to do. I'm panicked. What if I miss the 4? If I miss the 4-incher, I would have killed myself on the 18th green.
You would have quit golf.
I would have killed myself. I would have said, somebody get a Glock and shoot me right now. Made the 4-incher, shot the 79.
Congrats.
Congratulations.
AB, is your old car or truck
thank you
more rust than ride? Give it a new mission and donate your vehicle to the Purple Heart Foundation to provide critical assistance for veterans and their families. You'll get free pickup and a tax receipt, and veterans will get the life-saving support they need. Call 877-718-HERO or visit purpleheartfoundation.org to donate. 877-718-HERO, 877-718-HERO, or purpleheartfoundation.org to support our heroes today.